covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune. Rich Campbell joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Rich, good morning. Thanks for a couple minutes. How you doing?
Hey, Rich.
I'm doing great, guys. It is sort of an odd feeling as you guys just set that up. You know, the Bears are looking toward the playoffs here, and the Packers are going the other way. I personally have not experienced this in my 6 seasons covering the team, so it's an odd feeling.
I feel like, and I'm going to make you speak on behalf of Bears fans here, I feel like people are getting ahead of themselves a little bit because I'm seeing all these stories and topics and questions about, is this now the new order in the NFC North that the Bears are on top and the Packers are on bottom? Hey, Rich, we got to play Sunday's game yet.
I agree with you there. And even in the bigger picture, I think the way the Vikings have backslid this season is just a reminder that success is fleeting in the NFL. The league is designed to turn over the order constantly. And you could look at a number of different elements of this Bears team as unsustainable or at least have questions about their ability to sustain this. And so I would just say, you know, to recommend to all the people down here who are who can't wait, they're already tailgating for Sunday's game, that they understand that Mitch Trubisky has been erratic this season. They understand that the defense here has suddenly captured this crazy pace of takeaways, which had not been here for 3-4 years, that they're coordinated by Vic Fangio defensively, who could leave for a head coaching job next season. So, yeah, there are a lot of elements. I think that comes with the excitement of the fact that, yeah, that they are tasting success and, you know, very, very close to a playoff berth for the first time in 8 years.
If this was last year and McCarthy was available, would he have been one of the top candidates for the Bears job when your team was looking for a coach before hiring Matt Nagy?
That's a good question. Ryan Pace, the general manager, was set on finding an offensive coach, and his model, you know, his paradigm was the Saints and the way they paired Sean Payton with Drew Brees and were able to keep that core, you know, that real engine of that organization together, regardless of whatever else happened at the defensive coordinator spot. And the Packers and McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers were able to do the same type of thing. So in terms of that criteria, McCarthy would have met it. We've gotten an interview. Yeah, he probably would have. I wouldn't have been surprised by that at all. And in Nagy, we could probably debate the similarities in their traits, but you have a 40-year-old coach. He was 39 when he got the job. Creative guy, innovative guy, very energetic. And I'm sure McCarthy's intimate knowledge of the rival to the north would have helped him in his interview process. And I think the Bears are pretty happy with the guy they have right now, because Nagy has done a very good job steering this team emotionally. It's a very tight team. The chemistry is very good right now. They've been able to overcome some stumbles, some bad quarterback play, and they feel really good about themselves. I mean, it is a good locker room to be around, and you haven't been able to say that consistently over the last 6 years.
You mentioned Vic Fangio as maybe a head coaching candidate around the league, and, of course, Green Bay looking for one. Been a terrific defensive coordinator, defensive coach wherever he's gone. Would he make a good head coach?
This is a great question. I think Vic is extremely smart. I think he is a great strategist. And he has a way about him that does get players to respond to him. Now, he is not Matt Nagy. He is not the rah-rah guy, the peer type of colleague to these players that you get in a 39- or 40-year-old head coach. Vic is the elder statesman. He is the straight shooter. And it is impressive to see the differences between Nagy on the offensive side, Fangio on the defensive side, and how they are getting players to respond using different methods. I think with Vic, one of the problems he's had as he has interviewed for a couple of head coaching jobs, not many, I think it's 3 over the course of his career, is that I don't think he'll go into a room and tell an owner what the owner wants to hear, that hey, we can turn this around quickly. Vic is, if nothing else, he is a straight shooter, brutally honest, and he would tell an owner, hey, it's going to take 5 years to turn this around, or whatever that situation was. And so I don't know if Vic is willing to adapt to that. He's not a political guy. He has never been a self-promoter. and that probably has worked against him, but he does have these career aspirations. They're unmistakable, and as he gets to the end of his career here, it will be interesting to see, you know, what arises this offseason and what he is willing to do, you know, how he's willing to mold himself to maybe get that opportunity.
Talking with Rich Campbell from the Chicago Tribune, Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan, Packers Bears, you all know, at noon on Sunday. We'll have the Green and Gold postgame show right here with Bill and Gary afterwards. With Mitch Trubisky, I feel like when there's criticism on him, he's also carrying the burden of the quarterbacks that have come before him, some of the inconsistent play from them. So just judging him, can he win football games by himself? Is he at that point yet? Or how far away is he from that? Because I don't want to look at Mitch Trubisky have a bad game like I see on Sunday night and say, oh, see, Jake Cutler, it's Jake Cutler 2.0. I don't want to do that. I want to try to judge Mitch for Mitch. Where is he at in his progress?
Yeah, it's inconsistent. I mean, the most accurate way to describe him this season is inconsistent. He had 6 touchdown passes against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in week 4. He was NFC Offensive Player of the Week for his performance against the Lions at the beginning of November. So he has had flashes. I mean, truly excellent games, record-setting games for the Bears where he's hitting things downfield, he's seeing the field well, he's accurate all over the place, and he's making plays with his legs. But these have not been sustained, and they're followed up with just an awful performance like his game against the Rams the other night. He's had difficulty against veteran, accomplished defensive coordinators. We think recently about some of his worst games. Wade Phillips against the Rams the other night. He did not play well on November 18th against the Vikings, and Mike Zimmer. Mike Pettine gave him trouble with zone defenses in week 1 at Lambeau. So Mitch has a long way to go in terms of his decision-making and game management on a play-to-play basis. And Matt Nagy this week started to hint a little bit about the need to mitigate the risk of that inconsistency with the fact that, okay, we've gone from sort of a developmental 2018 to we are now about to win the division and we are going to get into some games where we can really accomplish some things because this defense is so good. And does that make Mitch into more of a game manager? Are they going to stick with the run-pass option game to really try to take some of the decision-making off of Trubisky's plate? These are the questions we're asking as we enter Sunday's game against the Packers. And I would just say that the fact that we're still talking about this in Week 15 tells you that he hasn't made the progress this season that a lot of people here hoped he would. I personally am fully open to the notion and the suggestion from Nagy and the team side that Trubisky will be much better next year because he'll have a full off season in this offense. It's something you hear at, you know, for the teams that don't have the same quarterback like the Packers do for every year for the last 20 years, the experience in the offense should help them. I'm fully open to that, but right now they've got to make some decisions because these games are important, and there's no guarantee that they'll be back here next year.
Yeah, but I think Trubisky, you see the talent there, and he's on his way to becoming a good quarterback. Like you said, he's just going through the growing pains, I think, of a young guy in the league.
I think that's fair. I think that's absolutely fair. He's relied on his legs a lot when things aren't as clear to him from a visual standpoint. I mean, in the pocket, the Bears want him to be a pocket passer, and Nagy's offense is this quarterback-intensive, option-filled scheme where he's got to make a bunch of checks at the line of scrimmage before the snap. He's got this long checklist of keys to identify, and he's got to read certain keys as he is dropping back in this West Coast scheme. A lot of it is synced up with his footwork, which has been inconsistent. He's got a lot to sort through. I think the Bears in the offseason are going to continue to add players around him, knowing that their defense is in really good shape from a personnel standpoint. They can devote their resources to offense, try to get their running game going a little bit to take some pressure off him and just get him more comfortable going through his progressions. I think that's been a difficulty for him all year. It doesn't bode well, but if they think he can get better at it, then he will play better next season.
All right, how do you see this matchup? What's your prediction on the game?
I think it's close because the Bears have been able to get by because they take the ball away. Well, Green Bay doesn't turn it over. So the question is, can the Bears turn over Aaron Rodgers or anybody else on that offense? so I'll hedge it, right? I think it'll be a close game, and maybe they do pick off Rodgers and get him to throw his second interception of the year. But I've picked a one-possession game. I picked Bears 26, Packers 18 with some, you know, wacky two-point conversion stuff that the Bears will do. That was me getting ahead of myself. But I think it's a one-possession game, and I certainly think the Packers could win.
Yeah, never pick games like 24-17 or 20-10. The games don't end in those scores anymore. So
not anymore. No, 15-6 was here last week.
Nobody picked that. Missed extra points, and yeah,
I like that.
Rich, appreciate it. Rich_Campbell on Twitter, Chicago Tribune. Have fun this weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Enjoy the game, guys. Thanks.
Rich Campbell joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank starts your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935.